from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a Falcons game day, live on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Today, a noon kickoff in Baltimore as Raheem Morris and the Falcons play their second preseason game of the year against John Harbaugh's Ravens. This Falcons Saturday is now underway. John Fricke, as you heard, alongside former Falcon Harper LaBelle, our Falcons insider Joe Patrick. And gentlemen, we have just a little bit, the three of us, to talk about, don't we?
Do we ever? Oh my goodness!
Harper, I trust that you and I talked the other night at the high school football game at Kell about some of the changes. We have to chat about this. We haven't had a chance really to do it. We did a little bit at halftime, but boy, today I think we're gonna kind of get into it. And I have some big questions for both of you. Let's begin with you, Joe. The wild turn of events. General Manager Terry Fontenot worked some roster magic this week, acquiring two veteran Pro Bowl defensive stalwarts, trading for outside linebacker Matthew Judon. Immediately following that, 24 hours later, signing of star safety Justin Simmons. Joe, what was the reaction to these moves? We know what the fans are saying in the media, but what was the reaction to the moves inside the locker room at Flowery Branch?
Yeah, I think you can definitely tell there's a genuine sense of excitement. I think Jesse Bates kind of said it better than anybody when he was saying, you know, we got great things in Atlanta going on here, you know, get on board, come on, ride this wave. I feel like, you know, something that Terry Fontenot always says to the draft picks when he makes that phone call to them on draft night, he says, are you ready to be part of something special? And I feel like the players are kind of taking up that mantra of thinking like this is, you know, a special year that we can have. And even with these guys, you know, Matt Judon might only be here for a year. He only has 1 year left on his deal. Justin Simmons obviously signs for 1 year. And I kind of feel like we're bringing these guys on. They feel like let's give this year everything we got. And you know who else has got to be feeling better about all this is Kirk Cousins, who obviously, you know, there was potential gripes maybe that were being had about, you know, how the draft went down and not drafting that edge rusher that, you know, the defense really needed. But now they've got probably a better player right now than they could have gotten in the draft at any spot. And, yeah, I think they're just in the best shape possible to win since 2016, frankly.
Well, Harper, my friend, how are you? I trust you're well.
I'm doing well, John. A lot of high school over the last 72 hours for me.
You've had a lot of high school. All right, let's get to the pros here. Harper, Raheem Morris kept using the words, and I said this, you know, when I was on the air on my shows, he kept saying the words Super and Bowl in some context. You know, Michael's job is to learn. Kirk's job is to get us to a Super Bowl. And he was using that and not shying away from those words. Most of us, I think we said, Harper, you know, hey, that's great. Speak it into existence. Did this club actually do that? I mean, are they on paper now, Harper, major Super Bowl contenders?
Well, if nothing else, my word for them is they've become relevant. if that's a single word that I can use. The national stage is seeing some of the moves, and let's just keep it local. If you're Grady Jarrett or David Omanyata, are you not thrilled that you're not going to get double teamed with the same frequency?
Yeah.
Lorenzo Carter might get freed up. Now, I don't know who's going to, you're going to lose somebody. I don't know who that's going to be. And that's where today and next week, next Friday, are going to be relevant, where who are we going to have as a backup? But Matthew Judon, certainly he is a game-changing guy that decided to put our helmet on and sit in our locker room for a year or more. That is relevant. That's my word for it, and it's a game changer in many different ways, because you have to block that guy differently than you would have somebody that was on our roster just 4 or 5 days ago.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Yeah, Joe, I mean, we look at this and we start saying, and both of you can jump in on this because I'm curious as to what both of you think. When we start talking about expectations of the Falcons, certainly there's been upgrades. There's been an all-in push by the owner, Arthur Blank, this year. We talk about Kirk Cousins and the contract that he got. And, of course, you have a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator. You finally have a quarterback coach. You have a new defensive coordinator. But those aren't the only positions. I mean, they're certainly the headline positions. But then you look at, drafting Michael Penix. Or, Joe, you make the move for Judon or for Simmons, and those are certainly upgrades, not just injury replacements, but actual upgrades. And Joe, you look at both sides of the ball, and you start doing a head count, and you go, on offense, there's 5 or 6 or maybe even 7 guys that are Pro Bowl caliber. On defense, suddenly, you're going, yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, there may be 5, 6, 7 Pro Bowl caliber players on defense.
Yeah, there just aren't the glaring weaknesses on this team that, frankly existed a matter of days ago at the edge position and safety position, obviously, with those players that they just signed. But, now with real Pro Bowl caliber players at those positions that you've been able to bring in, what is this team's biggest vulnerability? Is it linebacker, where they were pretty good last year and had some, surprising performances from, a guy like Nate Landman, who really did the job well? Is it the receiving core, because of Ray McLeod being your third receiver and him not really having a ton of experience in that role? If those are the Falcons' biggest problems, those are the kinds of problems you want to have if you're Raheem Morris, because we call those champagne problems, where they're not really problems for you. Now, I will say, to the point that Harper was making, Matthew Judon could, bad luck and injury could befall him, and then you are kind of back in the same spot.
Quiet, Joe. Shut your mouth.
We got to look around corners. Hey, we're Falcons. We got to look around corners. We know that it's going very well, almost too well at this point. So just looking out for potential stumbles. But at this point in time, there isn't that clear weakness. And for a team last year that had so many glaring errors, especially at the quarterback position, and still was in position to They should have won the division last year. To me, they're obviously...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Undoubtedly the favorites in the NFC South at this point, and I think to the point that you guys have been both been making, legitimately contenders, you know, competing with the likes of the top teams in this division, be it San Francisco, Dallas, Philadelphia, those types of teams.
Harbor?
Well, first and foremost, let's give thanks where it's due. Chris Lindstrom, thank you for redoing your deal to open some things up. Thank you for Terry Fontenot. And I'm imagining Joe's there a lot more often, but Terry probably knocked on Arthur Blank's door. Or Arthur Blank's door in his office was open, but it was just cracked just a little bit, if you know what I mean. And Terry sticks his head in a couple days ago, and he says, "Hey, Arthur, how you doing?" "I'm good." Next day he comes in, "Hey, Arthur, what's going on? How are you?" And then he says, "Arthur, we're going to put something together right now. I've got guys on the phone in the other room, and we're going to put this deal together." And I think Arthur Blank goes, "Go ahead and do it, man. Let's get this guy in here." That is fantastic news. So a lot of hard work. Joe, you see him more often than I do. But last Monday, there was a strange smile on Raheem Morris's face. I think he knew before we did, of course, what was going to happen. But the confident level in that building has changed. The dynamic has changed. Maybe the culture has changed over the last 2 or 3 months. And the proof positive is you look at this roster. And everybody else in the league is saying, how'd they do that? And, you know, again, I just gave thanks to a lot of people that had something to do with it. I don't know how we're going to pay for it in the next couple of years. But for right now, this is a really good place to be.
I mean, they're only one-year deals, right? I mean, so I'm not overly concerned about that. Are you, Joe?
No, I'm not really. And, you know, in the case of restructuring Lindstrom, it makes him more expensive against the cap in the years to come. But he's a player that is a cornerstone piece for you. It's not like you're expecting to get rid of him anytime soon. You're always going to pay the ultimate amount of his deal. So that's not really going to affect the team going forward. And, yeah, like, I think it's actually kind of a benefit to the Falcons to have the contract structured in this way, where you've got Justin Simmons obviously signed to a one-year deal. I think a lot of people were expecting maybe the reason why it was taking him so long to sign with the team is because he wanted more than the 1 year, and other teams weren't in a position to do that kind of deal at this point of the season. And then also, you know, the story around Matt Judon was that he was going to need a new contract for whatever team he went to. Obviously, that's kind of the big talking point with Hassan Reddick, where the Jets traded for him. And Hassan Reddick's not going to play for the Jets until he gets a new contract coming from the Eagles. And now they don't know what to do. And I think it helps the Falcons, the fact that they're not tied to either of these guys long term. Now, they could make extensions to either one of them at some point in time if they feel like, you know, the performances that are there. I think there's reasonable there's reasons to believe that they need to go out there and prove something, whether it's from injury or, you know, maybe a little bit of a down season last year for Justin Simmons. But, yeah, I mean, I think that it gives the team so much flexibility going into the future based on how these particular contracts are structured. And it gives them, you know, they haven't really had to give up anything. And, I mean, obviously they traded a third-round pick, but for one of these guys, but they still have plenty of draft, you know, things they can do in the draft to move things around. So there's just a lot of optimism, obviously, for now with these players coming in, but I think for the future too, you know, the stability that these players can bring to the team and help some of the young players have a positive experience early on, I think will be invaluable to all the entire locker room.
It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. This is a Falcons Saturday kickoff at noon against the Baltimore Ravens. John Fricke, Harper LaBelle, Joe Patrick with you. And a lot of high hopes, a lot of energy coming out of Flowery Branch after the two big moves this week on the defensive side of the football. I know that the national media, Harper, has taken a lot of notice here. They're saying, oh, Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates, do the Falcons have the best safety combo in the NFL? Which we can all say, yes, maybe, certainly from a veteran standpoint, from a star standpoint. But if you start to expand that out just a little bit, and you look at A.J. Terrell, and of course you have Nickel and you have the other corner, it'll be interesting today. One of the things to watch for is the battle between all these players, the D. Alfords and the Kevin Kings and the Antonio Hamiltons, as they vie for playing time in a secondary that is certainly upgraded. Not only do you upgrade the pass rush, Harper, with Matthew Judon, but that secondary now is, with the signing of Simmons, one, I don't know if I want to put a number on it, but one of the better secondaries in the entire NFL.
Yeah, at least at the deep safety position, or positions in this case, you'd have to argue with somebody. You know, maybe Philadelphia has a better safety combo, but who cares? I mean, as long as we've got a position where we've taken care of a need, when you have an injury and you lose a guy for several weeks in DeMarco Helms, and you replace him with the guy that's been to the Pro Bowl, that's an upgrade to me, and I'm happy with that. If you want to split hairs and go, well, we're the third best compared to this agent, and someone else says that it's going to be a little bit different, I don't want to worry about that right now. I think it's going to be a lot harder to pass against us. I think we're going to be in a much better coverage. We have lots of coverage issues. We had some problems. That's why we were 7-9 in the first place, but we're taking care of them one at a time.
And more takeaways, too. I mean, both these safeties are going to be turnover creators. Obviously, we saw that from Jesse Bates last year, but Justin Simmons is a very similar style of player, so
and
that's
think
exciting.
Very quickly, Joe, about opposing quarterbacks are going to know, I better not make a mistake. So sometimes you make more mistakes knowing that you can't make a mistake. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to see a lot of different things. Not today, of course. We're going to have to wait a couple weeks before we get to see the real deal.
Stay tuned for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons and the NFL. That'll be at halftime of a noon kickoff between the Ravens and the Falcons in Baltimore, taking you to the live action, of course, with Wes Durham and Dave Archer live on your home of the Falcons. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show continues in just a moment. What about Matthew Judon and what about Justin Simmons? Will we see them play in the preseason? As we continue next, counting down to kickoff on a Falcons Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.